One comrade says, let's have a retreat. And that may very well be the correct thing to do, that we just devote attention to these major political issues, which are about the life and death of the ANC, and leave aside all of these other matters. We discuss them somewhere else, just to focus on this matter. Then it may be that, you see, we will then come back. It would seem to me to what Comrade Tony also said, that there are irreconcilable ideological differences among us. Now, where there are irreconcilable ideological differences among us, not even an Oliver Tambo can reconcile that. You see, for instance, the Gang of Eight, the engagement with the Gang of Eight was 4 to 5 years. With over leading that engagement, talking to these comrades, trying to bring them on board, In the end, it didn't work. The reason it didn't work is because there were irreconcilable ideological differences. That's why the Gang of Eight had to leave. Now, in the situation that we find ourselves in that situation today, where there are irreconcilable ideological differences among us, as Comrade Tony says, then we must prepare for that. Because if it's irreconcilable, it's irreconcilable. We can't insist that there must be unity among people who have irreconcilable ideological differences. But again, I'm saying that all of these things, I think, they need a special discussion, such as was suggested that would happen in a retreat.